What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to the first episode of fucking How to Not Comedy at the Comedy Club in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's fucking sick.
We got Adam Ronan and Mark Beattie on.
Hello.
How's it going?
Here to help us write some jokes, maybe.
I thought we were fixing our jokes.
Well.
We're trying to be better. This is all part of being better. We've got a better room.
Yep. Better life in general. Yep. I mean, you don't have to pay rent anymore. That's pretty sick.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I'm moving up in the world.
Yeah.
You're making more cash.
Moving down at the same time.
The housing situation... Structurally, it's much better.
Well, we're here because I got dumped.
Yeah.
We've moved up.
Oh, that's a good point.
We've moved up in the world.
It's a sideways progression. It's like when you move sideways in the business or whatever.
Yeah. Because we would have never hit Brady up to see if we could come on if I still have my room set up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Do you want to... What do you reckon? We don't try and donate some posters. Might not fit the...
I reckon the Kramer poster would go pretty well.
I reckon it would.
Which one? Have you got the bespoke Laugh Factory one or just the normal Kramer poster?
We can get a Laugh Factory one with a few quotes on it. You should write that in the bathroom in quotation marks. A little dash Kramer next to it. Kramer was here.
I was thinking about buying him a picture frame, actually, to put up on the wall somewhere.
Oi, we Photoshop Brian's face onto the Kramer... onto Kramer and then put it in a picture frame.
That could work.
Yeah. See, I'm just creating work for Ethan because I don't know how to Photoshop.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, he's got extra time now, so he should be right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's got heaps. 50% more time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't put much time into that relationship. That's probably why I'm single.
Let's be honest, it wasn't all you. Outside looking in.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah, it wasn't all you. It was mostly you, but not all you.
Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coin's Corner, is it? Little 2 cents.
Yeah.
It's my 2 cents, and that's Coin's Corner.
Mitch wasn't a fan.
Neither was Tanya, so...
I was the one who introduced you to her.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah. No, I told you not to start a relationship with her. I was like, hey, this will be a fun time for you. Don't get into a relationship. Then what'd you do?
Well, you know me. I like to fuck.
Yeah.
Well, your life up.
All right. We're off. That time you had a good one.
It's been a while.
After last night. No, Friday night. That was grim.
What happened, Adam?
It's just fucking Thursday night, set it up, and Friday night just topped the week off. Just fucking... brutal.
What was it, the jokes?
I think when I thought about it, when I didn't come out with something quick, like so they could trust me, and then I just went straight into this bit that I've been working on about being bald. It's too wordy, and they just lost them. And somebody heckled me straight at the start, and I didn't address it either. So,
what did they say?
Because look at this whole thing about me being, so he's a person that puts chrome into dome and Newcastle's boldest comedian. Please welcome Adam. And then I get up and this guy goes, it's a Joe Rogan wannabe. And I was just like, yeah, I want to have as much money as him. And that was it. And I was like, yeah, probably should have said like.
Probably should have just said the N-word.
Yeah. That would have been so funny.
Oh, yeah, I was like, is that Neil Young out there? Fucking yeah.
Should have said, I got vaxxed, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, and then, because you've, like, done a setup here, you know how hot it is.
I'm feeling it right now.
Yeah, And then you're sweating bullets because you're fucking bombing. Like, I look like I've run a marathon, you know, I just, like, it's like this, and my hand was just fucking soaking wet.
It was like that time at the Warner's Bay where I wore the stupid suit with shorts, and I bombed my ass off, and it was so hot. it was bad.
I did get one thing out of it, though. I did the rape joke again, And apparently it fucking ruined some bloke's night. So
yeah.
Good.
Someone said holy fucking shit.
Oh, was it that big?
Like after you delivered that line.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It was fucking brutal. Well,
it's a fucking late show, mate. What do you expect? Like,
yeah, settle
down.
Was
it like 9 o'clock?
No, it started way later than it was supposed
to. Oh, okay.
Because I thought the show started at 9. The show started at 9:30-ish, so 9:45. And then they got the headliner to come and fucking destroy the place at half time and then leave. And then it was just like, and now here's the rest of the kind of...
Oh. Yeah.
So that's like the second half. And so Mitch did pretty... Mitch opened the second half, did it right.
Nice.
And then fucking, then Luke came out and didn't do so well.
And
I'm like, well, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I was second last, and Rummy finally like brought it home, but only brought it home at the end with
the end.
Centerfold.
Mm.
Yeah, right. Were they, was everyone drunk?
They were pretty trashed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an older crowd. No, they were older crowd.
Would have been good if it was rowdy.
Yeah.
It probably would have worked if it was a Saturday night.
So they were tired.
Yeah.
They were. It was way past their bedtime. Yeah.
Impossible not to be if you worked.
Yeah.
Half of them probably retired.
Mm.
But they're just old.
Yeah.
Retired from watching comedy after that night.
Yeah. I don't know. When I watched the headliner who did his set, not at the headline spot, but he fucking destroyed. He was really, really funny. And then I was like, and then my set compared to that, I'm like, I was, probably not overly happy with it, to be honest. Listening back to it as well.
So you headlined, then you had a break?
Yeah.
Then you did, that's tough.
And I kind of stitched Luke up.
Me up as well.
Well,
and
before...
And you said there was no MC.
There was no MC, so we were bringing each other up.
Like, Elliot went to the comedy store, so he's just like, fuck yes, I'm doing a little bit of myself.
So you were kind of coming in.
Yeah.
How did he stitch you up?
No, I stitched him up.
He should have went Mitch, me, Luke.
Right.
So I reckon, because Luke's stronger than me, obviously.
Physically?
No.
Hopefully not. It's all those kebabs.
Yeah.
I don't think physically or mentally.
Yeah, I wanted Luke up first because I wanted to... tell that funny story about him.
That was hilarious, that story.
Yeah, I know. I should have warned him. Ethan's like, don't tell him before he goes up.
Well, it would have been funny if you made it funny, but you just made it weird.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You were just like,
you're 100%
this guy called me while he was taking a shit.
FaceTime me while he was shitting.
And there was no joke. It was just like...
It was sort of like a semi-handball to Luke to, like, get up and riff about it and stuff like that. But he wasn't prepared.
No.
So...
Yeah, he did it in his head and he's like, I can't do anything with that.
Yeah. He started talking about his little shit dick. He's like, oh, I had shit dick at the time. Which was funny, but the crowd was like, ew.
No shit.
Yeah, so, look, it is what it is. Sorry, Ronan.
Ah. Doesn't matter. It's been one of those weeks. It's actually been a good week, four times in a row, so never go back to two. It's just like...
Yeah,
it just makes you realise when you watch old mate, the headliner, just like how fucking much better at writing you've got to get.
Mm.
Like looping jokes back and fucking...
Yeah.
Every joke has a fucking left turn and...
Yeah, every joke's got something.
You
like
dealt with fucking Ethan throwing him under the bus at the start.
I fucked up so hard. I was not in MC mode at all at the end of that set. I was just happy to get through it. And I was like, all right, that's me done. And went to fucking walk off. And then he's like already walking up. I should have just let him come up. Because he was already like... And then I remembered. And then I was like, fuck, he's already like there. Like right in front of the stage. And... It was awkward.
Yeah.
Had to fucking bring him up.
And you got his name wrong as well.
Yeah, called him Daniel Townsend because I panicked. I was like,
what's his name?
Daniel Towns.
So come on, I was pretty.
I think I've seen him before.
I was fucking pretty close.
Tall? Yeah, he's
tall dude, skinny.
Tallish, skinny. He's got a fucking curly hair, like mini sort of afro type.
He was very nice about
it. Really like slow pace, kind of.
Nah, he's kind of slow. He's like a steam train. He's like fucking bit of slow off the mark.
He looks like me if I was fit and good at comedy.
Does he looked like you and Carl Legacy had a kid.
About what?
Spicing up your sex life?
Don't know.
No.
Didn't hear that.
He had a lot of jokes.
Yeah, no, no, he did. He did, yeah. Spicing up his sex life. I can't remember how it went, but I remember the joke, yeah. He had a joke about being the first one on scene after someone jumps out of a four-story window.
Yeah, that was my favourite.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
that was a late show joke.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Yeah.
But so yeah, he like, I was like apologising after, and he's like, nah, it's all good. He's like, I was like, I should have just rolled with it and brought you up because I saw that you were ready, but then I panicked. And he's like, yeah, you should have. But he's like, but no one cares. And he's like, even if you get my name wrong, he's like, I don't really fucking care. Some people get precious about it. He was like, I did the store one time to like 300 people and they were like, we want more, like stay, like keep going. And he'd already done his time. And he's like, I'll stay if any of you can yell out what my name is. Fucking no one could. He's just like, I'm just another face. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
It's all
you
good.
Thinking Devon Townsend? Is that what you were thinking?
No, I don't know who that is.
Damn.
That's a band. Like a, it's
band,
a band. Yeah.
Devon Townsend.
Yeah.
Sounds like
I was thinking maybe you got like mixed between those two.
No, I just panicked and was trying to remember his name like on the spot because the order got swapped up. I was supposed to introduce you.
Yeah.
And the order got changed.
Luke was supposed supposed to go Eddie, Ethan, me, Rummy, first half. And then it was going to be Mitch, Luke, and old mate was going to do 20.
Yeah, and I was too focused on, like, getting my jokes in my head to, like, go, oh, I've got to remember someone else's name who I don't really know.
Mm.
I was just like, I'll just bring up whoever's next. Oh, it's Adam. Just forgot about it.
Yeah, Eddie should have just emceed it because she got up. She just should have done, like, 10 minutes and just gone up. In between, I reckon.
Oh, how did it go? Did she go right?
Well, she
did
no
well.
MC, so yeah, she nice. Had to kind of jump up and do a, like a short
warm up.
MC.
Warm
she did like
up.
Crowd work at the start.
She's
was really good.
She's got a whole bunch of jokes that fucking feed in the crowd. Well, crowd work feeds in them anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So she was just doing those and like got the crowd on side and kicked it off really well.
Yeah.
It's good.
Nice.
Found some drunk chick. She's like, you're my fucking chick. And then sweet after that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, she just needs one.
Yeah.
One in the crowd, and then she's off to the races.
So you MC'd Tuesday, Pud?
I did. MC'd
here.
Tuesday here.
Did
it was
did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I was happy with how it went. Just did crowd work. So now I'm like confident that I can do crowd work, which is cool.
Yeah, well,
doing it on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, I've got after that I said yes to Eddie because she's been sort of
you're doing the crown and anchor.
Yeah.
Sucks shit.
Because she's been sort of saying to me like a couple of times, she's like, hey, if you want to MC, just let me know. And I kept saying, oh, I haven't got enough material. And then after it went so well here, I was like, fuck, I've just got to get it out of the way now. Just got to get it over and done with.
We've all got to take our crown medicine.
Yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah. Look, I think it's a learning experience. It's all about getting better.
You never know what's going to happen, though. You could walk in, and it's just one of those nights where it's on, and you fucking have a great time, so...
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Fucking just gradually got better and better.
Yeah.
By the end of it, I was like, I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
It's actually good. Filled out.
I think we need the comedians. On the nights where I've had really, like, fun nights there, if the comedians are just into it, like, just... Fucking, like, get in there, like, take the center table over, like, with comedians, and fucking just sit there and laugh and riff and shit like that. Like, at a show like that, I think even comedians fucking, if we're riffing back and forwards with each other, it'd be okay as well. Like, just treat it like a fucking, yeah, just, if we treat it like a party, hopefully then that will transfer to the rest of the crowd. They see a big table of people having fun. But, I don't know.
Sometimes it just fucking does it.
Yeah. So look, sometimes you can fucking be as happy as you want. You'll still get up and bomb your dick off.
Yeah, there's a lot out of your control.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Thursday night was fucked. So the crowd wasn't into it. There's a fucking ripper storm that rolled
in. Yeah.
All these people outside just fucking yelling and then...
Is there any fights?
Nah, but like right when the show finished... Like, this fucking dickhead was standing at the door going,
he was cooked.
Oi! Oi! And I was just like, why wasn't he there? We're fucking like...
Did you see him? He was out in the rain just going, ah! Like, in the storm. Just loving life.
Just that area.
He was fucked, yeah. I don't know what it is about there. get some fucking weirdos.
There's fucking pretty hairy along here too.
Oh, well, here just gets all the fucking, like, people partying on, like, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, like, weeknights, it'd be a bit weird.
I saw a methy just before a meth head walking past the kebab
Broad daylight.
Store. Broad daylight, just talking to himself. I was like, sick.
I wonder why they hang around, like, in the CBD. They must just be able to get money easy, like change and shit.
Well, it is a methadone clinic down the road next to KFC.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. That's probably exactly what it is.
One of KFC hasn't jumped onto it and done, like, a value meal or something.
It's keeping the skinny people fat.
Yeah.
Get your methadone and your fucking zinger box, mate. You'll be right.
3 pence feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even just, like, yeah, bring a voucher from the methadone clinic and you get a $2 fucking popcorn chicken. It'd be sick.
Yeah, popcorn chicken's $1.50? Fuck yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so we had Tuesday. What was Wednesday? The stag. How did that go? Fuck.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
But you were there, weren't you?
I was there, but I can't remember it.
Too many bongs. How many bongs have you had this weekend?
Two. Three. Yeah.
That's
Wednesday,
it.
Though? Wednesday a lot?
No. No, Wednesday I was just... It's just been a big week for me.
Mm.
It's been a fucking big week for me. Yeah, that's
your poor thing.
Yeah.
Did you get broken up with and have to move two fish tanks as well?
We're having a week.
Did you have to move fish tanks?
Yeah. I'm not saying.
I had a great week. I don't know what you're talking about. I was the only one who did well at the fucking Crown and Anchor.
Yeah.
Where everyone else died. And I didn't do well. I did mediocre.
Yeah.
But
in that, it felt that said, you did well.
Like, fuck, something was on my side that night. It was like, this poor cunt's had such a fucked week. We'll just let him have an all right spot at the Crown and Anchor.
Yeah, Wednesday night was not too bad. Jacob was the MC and he did a pretty good job.
He always does.
Yeah. And
Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever seen him perform or MC.
No, he's very good. He's got so many bits and they just come out from fucking wherever. So.
Mm.
And then, yeah. That was like the first time that I seen Soam do his Indian Australian conversion.
Yeah. It just comes across as racist because people can't really tell he's Indian. Well, they think he's Indian, and then he stops doing the Indian accent, and everyone's like, "Oh, so he's just a fucking racist."
That's where he bombed from.
Yeah, it was exactly what happened. It's like, he added me on Facebook, and I was like...
Oh, you made it, did you?
I was like, nope.
Made the cut.
Like,
so he starts the bit. Did he open
just comes
it?
Out with, hello, everybody.
Oh, he's pretending to be...
He's doing the accent,
Indian accent.
Yeah.
It's just like, fucking hell, man.
I don't know. If anyone can do the accent, I think he's allowed to.
Yeah, he's half Indian, I get it, but people don't actually know that by looking at him. Really.
How don't you? He looks fucking Indian.
He looks a lot Indian.
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is, he's up there, he's doing the Indian accent. Everyone's like, oh, it's an Indian guy. Cool. And then he puts on the Australian accent. And everyone's like, what the fuck? It just confuses everyone. Like,
I don't know. It didn't confuse me. I was like, I see what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's pretending to be, like, fresh off the boat.
Yeah, he's
and
a fucking...
And then he's like, hey, cunt.
I thought you were going to say funny. Yeah.
No, he can't pretend to do that.
Yeah.
Well, he did last night. That made sense now when we dug a bit further.
Mm.
With the doing pro night with fucking Julia Wilson and Al Albano. It's like, what? Who's booking this fucking show?
Yeah, he just shows up.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually get on stage.
Yeah. The way that read was like, I'm doing a show with these guys.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Oh, you're just there to watch. Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
So fucking sad. I remember looking and I was like, ugh. I was like, why?
We like stand at the stage door for the comedy festival at the Civic. Like, here for the Civic show. And then like 5 minutes later, you got your shot in the audience or whatever.
It did have that vibe, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if no one asked, he would have let it fucking...
Just
he would have let it go, yeah.
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 You've got to be good at something, don't you?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Political spin or...
Yeah. Oh, that fucking video with ScoMo the other day. Fuck, that was funny.
Oh, the welding one.
Welding, yeah. Saw that. I was going to do a bit on it last night. I was like, yeah, it's fucking, he works in politics. It's probably the brightest thing he's seen all week. I was like, it's probably not going to go well.
I hadn't seen it until like late last night, early this morning sort of thing.
Yep. You know, I'd seen it and I'd written a joke on it and I was like, nah, I'm just going to do the fucking...
But you see the way he's looking too, like, he's taking the thing off and he's like... Like he's trying to catch fucking welding sparks in his mouth or something, like...
Yep. Yeah, if I had written a joke that I thought was funny, I would have done it, but I was like, eh, that's pretty fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's barely a joke.
Tuesday night, new material night.
I'll try it then. Nah, I'll have time to come up with something by then. And everyone will have forgotten about Scotty Welding.
Oh, I don't think so. There's a fair few
things
around. So.
I like the bit I did about the when he was talking about the forklifts, about letting kids drive forklifts.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, the fucking kids will be less drunk than I am at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
That fucking went all right. That's and I was going to do that. I was going to do the welding thing and then do the forklift thing. But I was just going to do that to get into it. But I was like, nah, I'd better just fucking do my good shit.
Right.
I don't want to fucking risk it, like opening with that. Fucking
definitely heard someone, I did a gig on Sydney on Wednesday night. Someone did that bit.
What bit?
The forklift bit.
About kids being drunk?
Nah, it wasn't. It was a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, it's the premise is there if
what
people
happened?
Want it. He suggested that to meet, because there's like the supply chain issues, to like meet the demands of that, we should be allowing 16-year-olds to drive forklifts and get their forklift license.
Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just what happened.
That's the premise, that's what happened. And I was like, I was pro Scotty on that one. I was like, I think it's a fucking good idea because 16-year-olds can't legally buy alcohol, so they're probably going to be like less under the limit than me at fucking 8 o'clock in the morning on the forklift.
Yep.
Unless they've been smoking weed all night.
Yeah.
Like this pallet is as high as I am. Where was your gig in Sydney?
Magic Mike.
Oh, you got down there, did you? Like, was it one of those trial showcases? Or you're on there now?
I guess so. Yeah, it was a curated one, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get on a little while back for...
Nah.
Oh, so was it all, like, type fives for new people sort of thing?
Nah, it seemed to be, like, people doing sort of new stuff. As well, but it was curated, so
yeah. Because like every couple of months, he does have a like a I'm gonna select some people that I think are getting up there, sort of thing.
Yeah, it might have been that. So, one of the guys was here the other night. Just said you should come down, message me.
Yeah.
And I messaged him, and he just suggested I go on.
Oh, from last Saturday or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, so he gave you a good.
He just gave me a reference. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
That's all that happened, really.
How'd you go? You speak to Skinner?
Yeah. No, it went alright. I had to go after Artie.
Yeah.
So open after Artie.
Everyone was
deaf. He was singing.
Yeah.
Like singing fucking round the twist. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I'm like the quietest, just like slow comic.
Oh, they would have loved you after Artie.
Yeah, give them a break.
for being first. And
Yeah,
they warmed up by the end, yeah.
So is he getting you back or?
Yeah, so I can come down again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sweet.
Pretty good room.
Yeah, it was good.
That was Wednesday night, yeah.
That's that one with the big circle behind on the stage, isn't it?
No, that's ID.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. No, it is a big circle. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
I was there, I don't even know.
Good situational awareness, Mark.
Is it Potts Point Hotel?
Yeah.
Up on the second story,
I've been there once before for like one of them, audition fucking shows.
Yeah,
but it was just like 40 people. It was just like fucking, let's get them through. And I was like 35 or something. Everyone was just like,
that wasn't King's Cross Hotel, was it?
Nah,
different one.
Yeah, King's Cross Hotel's Seizures room.
Yeah.
Is that still running?
Don't know. I think he's trying to get it back up again.
All right, we're fixing some jokes.
Yeah. Mark, you've got one that you picked out earlier, haven't you?
I do.
Righto, let's give it a go. We'll
so
see
I did
how much.
It. Yeah, I tried it on my second set.
Yeah.
As I said before, and it didn't work. Because it was like...
Have you got a recording of it at all?
Nah. I looked through it. I don't think I started recording until like...
Later on.
Like I don't know, 30 sets in, probably when you said stuck on your recording your sets.
Yeah,
so I had nothing until like 6 months in. But it was basically like, yeah, you know, I don't know, there was like a lot of gender reveals going on Facebook. Yeah. I don't know if they still do them.
They kind of, I think they've been and gone. Sort of.
Yeah, so it was like a fad, but yeah. It was like colliding with sort of transgender movement as well. So there was kind of like one thing here, and I was like, it got weird that they started doing them, because they were like, well, gender doesn't really starting to not exist anymore.
Yeah.
So, but you've got still a pink and a blue balloon, so I was like, you should add a third balloon, which is a different colour.
Like the colour purple.
Purple, rainbow, whatever.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it was more to do with the, that they were letting like kids choose their gender. I was like, that's just a big weight for like a kid to have to make that sort of call.
Too early sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, like at two, like I get fucking stumped at Subway just choosing a sandwich, and they gotta at two they gotta like choose a gender, you know? It's like, it's pretty big call.
Yeah.
So that was basically the premise of the joke.
Yeah, but shouldn't be, it should be like a thing on Millionaire Hot Seat or whatever. You got a certain amount of time to lock it in. Because you know how, like, when you're fucking young.
Is that your final answer? Do you want to phone a friend?
Yeah.
Mitch, am I a boy or a girl? No, Ethan, you're a faggot. Go away.
I phoned the wrong friend.
God damn it. Yeah. There goes the $1 million.
Yeah.
You have to phone an advocate, not a friend.
Yeah, it's not a bad angle.
Yeah. I do like the... I can't even fucking choose what I want for Subway, let alone
Yeah, it's more
gender.
Just about being, like, super indecisive, but then having to make the biggest call of your life, pretty much.
Yeah.
At two.
But you could say, like, people in front, because, you know, you get somebody be sitting there, like, chin-stroking the whole way up to the counter, and then they still don't know what they want when they get there.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Like or what are other things that two-year-olds choose, like square, triangle, boy, something like that.
Yeah.
What does this crayon taste like? You're not making big decisions.
Yeah,
like boys go through, they'll play with fucking, like, boys' toys, then they'll go and start playing with girls' toys, and they'll come back to boys' toys and fucking...
Yeah.
You're a boy toy.
I do the same thing, but it's with sex toys.
Yeah,
start with boys' toys. I move on to the girls' toys. And when I get bored of that, I go back to the boys' toys. Oh, it was fucked. I just had to pick up my sex toys from the fucking...
Is that the worst thing you had
to do? I'm like, fucking...
Oh, shame.
I'm like, they're my nipple clips. Fucking give them back.
Is there like a... attention?
There was a bit of like, I kind of want that thing, but I guess it's yours.
Well, you're going to use it with someone else, are you?
Yeah. I was like, probably. Do you want that vibrating cock ring? She's like, yeah. Fuck you.
Did you have to turn it with like a thrifty truck and a shop?
Oh my God, who uses a secondhand vibrating cock? Why would she keep that?
I don't know. It's like been all over my dick. Dude. Some poor cuck is going to have to wear that one day.
You've taught her to save world.
The Jews are rubbing off. Oh my God.
That is fucking next level.
So how much shit, how many toys have you got, like, you reckon?
I didn't get a lot out of the deal, to be honest. I got my fucking...
Were. Yeah.
Yeah, some cock rings and nipple clamps and suction thingos, but yeah, that was about it.
Right.
And my thing from Japan that I got, the fucking...
Bidet.
Nah. I wish. I'm taking the bidet. And that was like a fucking vibrating prostate massager. I'm like, I'm fucking having that. That's
you
good.
You definitely don't want to share a prostate massage.
No, you don't.
Chicks don't have a prostate anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be you're not using this,
that would be a weird claim for her. Yeah.
Oh, that's getting feedback into the trans things. Like, who gets the prostate massage in the breakup?
Well, I haven't decided what I am yet.
Yeah. I was just thinking of, like, you could do the balloon thing and then just have something else come out of the balloon. Like, not nothing, but, like, I don't know, something different.
Well, yeah, it was. That was part of the joke. It was, like, the balloon pops. Is it blue or is it pink?
Oh, yeah.
And yellow. What's the yellow colour doing in there?
Yeah, something baby. More fucked, though.
Is it going to be, like, a one-liner-ish joke, or is it supposed to be, like, a bit of a joke sort of thing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you reckon like if it's going to be like a topic like that, you need a bit of padding around it? Like,
you probably
like the one liner would be pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're in like a room where everyone's been with all the dark shit all night.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking like...
Yeah, get them to trust you.
Yeah.
Like maybe like...
Yeah, like it'd have to be up somewhere once you've already got some laughs.
You've
yeah.
got to build the tension with it because it's such a touchy subject.
I think it's already got tension.
Yeah,
right?
It's already got
straight
the tension.
Away.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You just burst the balloon and it's just like a fucking brochure for like a therapy clinic pops out of it. It's just like, yeah, your kid's going to need that.
I feel like that's making it worse.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You pop the thing and there's like a membership application for the Greens Party.
Nah. We're not making it this better. This is like how to make a joke worse.
This is how to not comedy.
Yeah. How can you make it more fun?
It's a hard joke.
Well, then maybe it's not the balloon. Like,
it doesn't have to be the balloon.
Yeah, you have to get something instead of a balloon. Like,
what else did they do?
Pinatas,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you just kept it light, like you said at the start, how you like about the subway thing. It's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's
like
the
kids
bit I
have
really
to
was trying to get
fucking
to.
Pick their gender these days. Like, I can't even make a decision in the subway line. You're gonna have to fuck.
You can
that's almost a one liner, it's like
yeah.
two liner.
Yeah.
Probably better not to have it because, like, you know how many like disasters there's been in gender reveal where they've started bushfires and fucking all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe just forget the balloon in the anyway.
Just skip it and just go straight to starting a bushfire. I wanted to have a gender reveal party the other day. I couldn't be bothered inviting anyone over, so I just went out and lit a bushfire. There you go, fixed.
Wow, it's like a workshop.
You might have to do a little bit of fucking setting up pins for that.
Yeah. It would have to be like in the news at the time. Like
when
it was like at the time,
you
it would
have
worked.
Remember
like
3 years ago?
Yeah, when there was that bush.
Pre-pandemic?
Yeah.
When there was one bushfire.
Or the soon father to be fucking got shot by his own cannon. It killed him.
Did it?
So I feel like he got off easy on that fucking one. Yeah, fair enough.
You could
suicide
do it.
Joke.
Yep.
Yeah, you can do it as like a setup early on in the set with no real payoff, and then it pays off at the end where you just, there's your one liner which comes out and ties it all back.
Like a callback?
Yeah, because remember, I think it was Jacques Callas, or Jacques, what's his name? Jacques Barrett.
Cousteau.
Jacques Barrett, how he's like got that joke. He goes, there was this priest fucking a goat, and then he just leaves it. And then comes back to it later on down the thing.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah, and he comes back, and then when it pays off, you're like,
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So if you can kind of set up all of everything ready to go, and then later on call it back, maybe. Don't know how you're going to do that, but yeah. Maybe look up all the fucking disasters. They'd be on Wikipedia. They'd be like fucking gender reveal party failures or something on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a way.
We're giving
to go.
You like more homework, not fucking
I
fixing
know.
It.
We're making the joke worse. We're making it worse.
Because
I feel like there's already. Sorry, I'll get going because there's that rule of like, it's got to be super fucking funny if it's you're gonna bring something up like this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So the sandwich bit's just like not funny enough for.
I don't know.
Transgender.
I probably wouldn't do the joke because it's not something that's like affecting your life or like, in any way. I've been really big at the moment.
Like
I'm like doing shit about stuff that's going on in my life that affects me.
Yeah, I'd and really be only doing it for the purposes of this.
Yeah, yeah. And you see it all the time.
I'm doing
people
it for
start.
You guys, basically.
Yeah, people start like
we wanted content.
I'm
for
willing
the podcast.
To.
Yeah.
Willing
and
to
Ethan's
sacrifice
like,
my
don't
set
do it.
For you guys.
Yeah.
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 I'm like, don't do the joke. That's how you fix that, Mark. Don't fucking do it. This is the best advice so far.
We'll give it the gong. It can't
be
done.
Yeah.
Just cut the podcast short and we'll fix all our jokes.
Not
well, as if your three are going to be any better.
Not unless you have a kid. If you have a kid, then it's like open season on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, you could
that's how you do that joke.
True.
Yeah, you can tie that into the card thing and all that.
Well,
you tie it in because your missus is
talking about having kids.
Talking about having kids.
Does
and
it work if you're talking about having kids?
Mate, yeah,
well,
if that's how
like
you start
it. The things that I'm thinking
yeah,
about
what
well.
What do I do for the gender reveal party? That's how you get, that's how you open
yeah,
it.
I feel, yeah, if we do go down that road, I'm conflicted about the gender reveal, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, you could probably fish a whole bunch of shid out of that too, like the kid stuff.
All right. hey, yeah. we fixed it.
Yeah.
You're giving your whole new fucking right angle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different angle, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I'm not writing jokes like that anymore that are just, like, about a thing. And that's how I tried to, like, fix the fucking Woolies joke about the quiet hour, was, like, to try and bring it in about something that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped. Because before it was just, like, me attacking people with disabilities for no reason. Yeah, I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this?
So, yeah, it becomes less objective and more about the quantity you're having as a person regarding the situation.
Yeah. It's like, all well and good doing social commentary if it affects you, but if it's, like, something that doesn't even matter, why the fuck am I bothering? It's dumb. But my joke was the trans joke that I was doing about the trans porn, which I do watch. So it was about...
You just said you're not going to bring this shit up again.
What do you mean? We're fixing this joke.
We're fixing it. All right.
Let's do it now. Let's do it.
I can't remember really how the joke goes exactly, but I'll give it a crack. It was like...
You haven't got a recording for this one?
No. This was fucking early days. Like, just started doing comedy, and it was like... How did it go? I was like telling you, I told my friend that I've got like a fucking hectic porn addiction. I've been watching too much porn, which, you know, open mic, like dude talking about doing porn. It's like, yeah, talk about porn in your dick and weed. So it was already hack.
He's already covered two-thirds of my fucking set. Thanks.
Yeah. So I was like doing that, and I was like talking about how I've got a huge porn addiction, and I'm like worried. Because I've been watching too much tranny porn, and then you are like, oh, that's fucked up, man. You can't call it that.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Elliot.
Yes.
Hello.
Fucking live podcast going on.
Welcome to the pod.
We've got a crowd with us. It's good.
It's great.
Yeah. You want to sub in?
I'll sub in, for sure. Got my boy Andrew Bertelli here from Melbourne, if you want to guess.
Hey, man.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
How was... You had Andrew stay at your parents' house last night? Is that right?
Yeah, I told Andrew he could stay at my house, like, because he was coming in to do gigs.
Yeah.
And then I double-booked myself and went to Sydney for the night. And also my household had COVID, so I was like, well, you can't stay here tonight.
Right.
I put it with my parents. How are my parents, Andrew?
I'm Andrew.
Oh, yeah, Ethan, Mitch, meet Andrew.
I met Ethan last night. Hey, Mitch, how's it going?
Good. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast called How to Not Comedy. We're trying to fix jokes.
Yeah, we're not doing well.
Yeah, go on.
We're the first joke we tried to fix, we were like, just don't do that joke anymore. That's how you fix that joke.
Yeah.
So how was the store, man?
It was great. Yeah, it was fun. I did Friday, Saturday. It was great.
Nice. Yep.
Sold out both nights. Fantastic.
Don't play with that.
No, yeah, you're right.
You're
gonna make a lot of noise. I'm a very nervous person. Yeah, I'm just such a big crowd. I'm just so nervous, you know? Oh, bloody hell.
Let me start fucking clipping the microphone.
Yeah. Let me break it as well. Like, it's literally, that's how easy.
Yeah, fuck it. It's your place. Do what you want.
Is this our mics? No, this is yours. Surely.
No, that's Brady's mic.
Really? Well, I can fuck it up then. That's all right.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Just trash the place, mate.
Yeah.
You can do what you want here.
I want to start a podcast. As if I don't just do this stuff. What the hell?
Yeah.
I didn't think of this.
It's all ready to go, man.
That's hectic.
So you guys recording?
Yeah. Actually.
And filming.
He's like, this podcast sucks so much, I'm not sure if they've started yet.
Yeah. Say whatever you want, Andrew. No one's going
to
hear this.
No one listens to this.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. This is practice for if you do a podcast. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got any bits you want to trial out, Andrew?
That's
me kicking the table.
Oh, my God.
Whose table is this?
Table.
What table is this?
It's a...
One that folds in half.
Yeah, folding table.
Yeah, right. Did you guys bring this?
No.
I got no idea what's here.
It was all here when we got here. Brady was like, go your hardest. And we're like, all right, we'll try.
We got new curtains while I was gone. That's cool.
Yeah.
They look nice.
It's funny how things improve when you're not here.
Literally, yeah. Well, that's my time on the pod. Yeah.
Good to have you, Elliot.
Yep.
You can go home now.
Yeah, things are unloaded. I parked in a loading zone while a cop was behind me. It was the coolest thing I've ever done.
That's pretty badass.
He didn't pull me up on it.
That
was like...
I get away with that a lot in the van.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, fair. Oh, I'm unloading for a whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. And then he put his hand on my leg.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So he actually was unloading.
Like I was like, what spots, buddy?
Yeah.
I'll give you herpes.
All right. I'll help you online.
Oh, yeah, cool. We got stuff to do.
Thanks for coming on, guys. Cool. That was fucking beautiful.
Thanks for coming on. You left your mark there, your mask there. You'll need that for later. So, trannies, hey?
No. That was the bad part of the joke.
Yeah, that was.
No, the point was that I would say the word tranny and be like, I'm watching tranny porn, and then you're like, that's fucked up. Not your porn addiction. The fact that you said tranny and you're like the woke person in that.
Yeah.
It's like trying to correct me. And then I'm like, oh, phew, I thought I had a porn addiction. Turns out I'm just like a fucking bigot or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the joke.
It is a funny joke. It's such I would say stressful topic though.
I think it's the end. Like the ending of the joke is not strong enough.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it needs to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the ending?
The ending is like, oh, I thought I had a fucking, like, heinous porn addiction. Turns out I'm just a bigot because I said the word tranny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how you fix that. It's just got to be a stronger punchline at the end, or maybe just fucking go a different direction.
Maybe you should just scrap it.
Yeah. Which is what I've done.
Well, this is, that's what you've done. This is the point of this thing.
This wasn't like bits we wanted to bring back.
Yeah, no. No, it's not.
The other one was that I did that, like, straight porn is gayer than trans porn because trans porn has, like, shemale on female is, like, two sets of tits and one dick.
Yeah.
Whereas straight porn is like one dick and one set of tits, so it's down one set of tits, so it's gay.
Yeah.
And I was doing that for a bit. Yeah. That's good logic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have POV trans porn, so like there's just a set of tits in the bottom of the screen or
Yeah they do. Yeah. Of course they do.
They have everything.
They have POV everything.
Yeah, they do. when you want to pretend to have
so kids. You did that for a while though, that joke.
I did it like a dozen times, I think.
So did you try and switch it up at all, or did you just keep like slamming it in there?
It was getting laughs, so I kept doing it.
Yeah, so that, I mean, it kind of worked.
It kind of worked, and then that chick abused me. Yeah, that woke chick fucking went bananas, and then I doubled down.
Yeah, but I feel like she would say that even if it destroyed.
Yeah.
Because you said the word trans.
Yeah.
You might be able
which
to
is true.
0.1 douchebag percent of the crowd.
Yeah.
You might even be able to just get away with it, like, all right, this is a trigger one, but come with me on this one. Like, you'd be able to do it better anyway these days, because you've got however many sets under your belt since then.
Yeah. It's like one of those jokes where, though, it's like, I don't think the ending is funny enough to be worth it.
Yeah, it's
got to be funnier. Like you said,
super funny.
Has to be so funny, undeniably so funny. Yeah, and it's just not a strong enough joke. That's why it got dropped.
Yeah,
I didn't really drop it because of the like the fucking content of it.
Yeah,
I was like, this joke is just not a strong joke. It's got to go. So, because she attacked me for doing it, and then I fucking doubled down. Did it again and made fun of her, and she was in the crowd, and I didn't know.
Oh, that was a
fan one. Yeah. So she was at the stag, she saw it, and then she made some complaints, and I was like, fuck this bitch. Doubled down, and thank her for the free promo, because she was telling everyone about me that I was a comedian that did fucking all these horrible jokes, and I'm like, I wouldn't even call myself a comedian at this point.
Yeah.
And she's actively promoting me.
That might be the angle of the joke then.
What about...
That's where I took it, yeah.
Have you ever, or is this in the joke, like at the end, could you kind of like bring that out, call that out, that she called you transphobic?
Yeah.
And that you can address that then by saying, how am
I... Like, I'm jacking off to
them. I'm the one that's watching the trans porn.
Yeah.
You think I'm supporting the trans community?
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked her.
Flip it a little bit.
Yeah, I asked her if she's ever watched trans porn. She said no.
She said no.
Fucking bigot.
Have you ever paid for it? I have.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I support the trans community. Yeah. Just turn it, flip it, and make her the villain.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Elliot just dropped a bunch of shit on the floor.
Was it breakable?
No.
Chips. Yeah, so they're all cracked now.
Ah, that's all right then.
Very good.
They go longer. If you break them all up, you get more chips per packet.
That's not how it works.
That's how it worked when I was a kid. It's that's why I'm the shape I am today.
I used to deliberately do that shit when I worked in a supermarket. Stacking shells. I'd just fuck shit up. I'd just be like, whoop, rip that pack of frogs. Guess I'm eating them. It was great. Well, they can't be sold.
Did you have a big bin out the back, like down the loading dock, where you had to put all the damaged stock?
No, we just used to steal what we broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you break it then? Why didn't you steal it?
You might as well have, but yeah, it's like, oops.
And if you get caught, you're like, oh, it's damaged stock.
Yeah. Yeah, there was an excuse. But yeah, it was like a local food works, so it wasn't like they were fucking checking up on us. No. Although at some point they did. They checked everyone, and they were like, they caught some of the checkout chicks, like, marking down items that they were scanning through. Like, you're so fucking dumb. Like, you could have got away with it so easy.
Just steal it.
But you just actually left a paper trail. I was like, you're fucking idiots. They'd scan an item and then go reduce and put in the discount. And so they just see, oh, fucking whoever was on shift, she gave away, like, all these discounts because they can just trace it. So just scan the can of peas 10 times and fucking fill up the bag, and they won't notice until they've got, fucking, why do we have so many peas? What's going on? Because I did that with the Devon. I would, like...
Everything was Devon.
Everything's Devon. Yeah, I was putting through, like, bacon as Devon and shit like that, and then we ended up with, like, 10 rolls of Devon. And I was like, all right, well, I need to switch it to something else then, because we've got too much fucking Devon.
Brown onions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just start throwing Devon out, out the back. Oh, that's the salve, whatever.
Just walking off with fucking
yeah.
like a log of fucking
Devon. Yeah. It was fucked.
We used to do that with fucking checkout when the self-service first started. The amount of fucking razors I used to buy and put them through as onions and shit like that.
Yeah, people do that shit. That's what you get. Well, you're fucking working for them.
Work. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like, if it takes you 15 minutes to check out your shit and you're on fucking...
They're getting rid of all the conveyor belt ones too. You see that?
Yeah.
Warners Bay?
It's fucked.
Well, they got the self-serve conveyor belts now, so they're getting rid of that. Those checkout people as well.
Oh, so it's really... You've just got to do it yourself now.
You really got to do it. You can't... Like, they... Yeah, we get to a point where there's no option. You have to work there.
Fuck it, man. I'm chopping off my arms.
just go like in the there and pretend that your arms cut off.
How creepy is that robot?
It's so ridiculous that you even have to scan shit, though. Everything should just have, like, a fucking tag on it. You just shove your trolley through, like, a scanner, and it's like, all right, we know exactly what you got.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's this, man?
Four of, like, these huge bottles in the freezer.
Oh, yeah, nice.
All, like, Coke and tonic water and shit.
Damn.
what do you do with these?
Lucky they didn't explode.
They should be right.
Do you reckon if I let them sit, they'll literally be fine to serve?
No, just they'll go flat. Time.
Halfway through, you'll hear them hissing. If they're, then they're fucked. But
yeah, they'll go flat.
Alright, I'll try them out there.
Or give them away to your parents or housemate.
Flat, sorry, water.
Yeah.
Or it's just water, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of shitting on somebody.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Oh, you claim that as spillage. You dropped that. That's what happened. Anyway. Yeah, that's how you do that joke. However, whatever we just said, that's how you do it.
You doing one?
Yeah. I've got one. I wanted to do the... I'll do the grandma one. The first fucking joke I ever wrote.
Such good misdirection.
I found out later as well that it was actually a stolen joke.
Oh.
Who does that?
Who's been doing that to their grandma?
How's it a stolen joke?
I didn't remember. It's the same punchline as a joke from another comedian that I saw years and years ago when I was a kid.
All right. Well, tell us.
So the joke used to be, I went to my grandmother's house to help install a TV. And, like, the most frustrating thing in the world is, you know, like, every time you go to check cables behind your TV, they're always tangled. Like, even though they'll be perfect. I was like, so I went to a house, I zip-tied them all together. I turned around to grab something, and then when I turned around, my nan had shoved all the cables up her cunt. such a horrific joke.
Such misdirection.
Yeah.
That's old left-turn point.
Yeah. I don't see what was wrong with it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do it again.
Yeah.
It's shiny. Polished.
Yeah, it's polished. But I found out years yeah, I found out later, someone pointed it out to me. I was like, oh, I remember that joke now. And I stopped doing it. But he's like, the key to comedy is surprise. He goes, the other day I was smoking in my car. I finished a cigarette. I flicked it out the back, out the window. And he goes, and then a minute later, I smelt something burning. And I turned around. My grandmother was fingering herself in the backseat of the car.
Who is that?
I don't remember.
I know that bit from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've actually, stolen that joke.
Not really.
Sort of, but it's very similar. It's so similar.
I see the resemblance. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'll stop doing that joke.
All right. So
How do we
change it to your grandpa?
Change it to grandpa.
I feel like I've got to put a disclaimer at the start going, do you remember the 80s when there were cables as well?
Yeah. Yeah, people don't plug shit in much anymore.
Not really, they have a TV and that's
yeah.
You can roll it into dry fire, so
dry fire's the best. I still haven't used that and I'm never gonna.
You should use it on Tuesday night.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what I'm doing next Tuesday. Fuck.
I don't think there's any way to salvage that joke. The premise is it's like a observation, which is everyone understands that the second you go behind your TV, the cables are somehow magically tangled. That happens to everyone.
Yeah.
And obviously it's a handbrake left turn.
And a stolen punchline that we can't use anymore.
That I can't use anymore.
You're fucked.
The other one kind of makes sense because the grandma's behind, but well.
Yeah, I don't think you can salvage it. Why didn't
you know that your grandma was there trying to put things up her?
Because I was concentrating, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was behind the TV.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to put logic in here.
Yeah.
I think it's helping.
I asked my grandmother for a hand. She said, I'm busy.
Well, you could change it to your Auntie Bev.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, how do you think she had the stroke?
No, I've got it. You could say it was my grandma. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was my now grandpa because he's transgender. So you need to throw that in there to add some tension, I think.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Just build tension.
That'll help. Yeah. That'll fucking help.
Build tension into no punchline followed by.
Yeah.
I used to have a grandma bit that was like, my grandma used to say, oh, you've got your dad's eyes and your mum's clit.
I remember that joke.
That's
better.
That's such a better joke than mine.
There's no fixing it, man. I think it's fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you make it about your Auntie
you
Bev.
Write a different punchline.
Yeah.
That would fix it.
Yeah, a different punchline.
Yeah. Keep the premise.
Yeah, the premise is there. I'm not good enough. I'm not funny enough to make that funny, unfortunately. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of those
in my... I feel like you're
giving
up too easy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you're taking the lazy man's way out.
You're just quitting. Can't do it.
Yeah.
You could do a play on the different types of cables. Like if there's a pun in one of the cables or something.
It's Adam's advice, do puns.
You're the only one who'd get that joke. Because right. You're an electrician. So it'd kill for you.
But everyone knows, like, because you got HDMI.
You start getting into, like, that, and people will start falling asleep, I think.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you make something funny out of that? That's challenging.
So what's the actual... Can you bring it back up again?
So the premise is, like, every time you go behind your TV to like change cables or whatever, they always get fucking tangled magically. It just magically happens. And you're like, so I was gonna stop that by zip tying everything together. And as I've gone to grab the last zip tie, I turned around. And the idea is you turn back to the cables and they're all fucking messy, but instead my grandma's shoved them.
I can't.
Why don't you just try it? Is that kind? It's in terms of shock. It does work. Why don't you try it now that you like deliver jokes better and just see if it works? Like that, just leave it the way it is.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Do it at the open mic.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
See how it goes.
Do a laugh.
Could say
so you don't ruin your other jokes.
Yeah.
I could get this reference completely wrong, but you could say that's how you found out that your grandmother was like a comic book villain or something, because then she had all the cables coming out like venom out of a fucking
Octogran.
Octogran. Octopussy. That was a James Bond movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Back when
it, well, I tied all the cables up and I turned around and then found out my grandmother was venom. She's like, zip tie this up.
Fuck, that's bad.
Terrible. So you reckon maybe it's just in the delivery? Maybe I can make that funny.
Look, I'm not saying it's like a strong joke, but I'm just saying like I don't. We don't have any suggestions, so that was my only suggestion.
Yeah. What about you, Ronan?
I am trying to get this one back, which is about the alternative therapies ambulance. And it's kind of like I wrote this like years ago before COVID and all that, and it's all got the vaccine shit in it. So it's kind of like fucking
kind of like Mark's bit where he's done the holistic security.
Yeah, I think so.
I have heard you do this bit.
Yeah, I've heard this at the Crown.
Yeah.
And you know, it sounded very similar, if it's the bit I'm thinking of, to a Billy Connolly bit.
Yeah, it sounds like it's flu season, and you have a vaccine or whatever. So you make yourself a bit sick so you don't get properly sick. And like, nowhere else that works. It's not like the fire brigade says, like, burn down your laundry so this winter your house won't catch fire or something.
Yeah, they remember this.
But they do backburn.
They do backburn.
They do, but not
boiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, I just drink a little bit. Like, do it with your alcoholism. Like, it doesn't work for that.
Oh, yeah.
That could just be a one-off joke.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, but then, it's like a bit about
jokes.
Yeah.
People that don't like mainstream medicine, like, they are like the alternative therapies. And then, like, if you get hit by a car or something, you don't want the alternative therapies ambulance to turn up and giving you crystals and fucking...
Oh, yeah, this is, like, almost spot on for Billy.
Yeah.
He's going like, oh, it's an aromatherapist. Let me through. There's a big truck crash.
Oh, Bill Darcy?
No, Billy Connolly.
Oh, has he done that one, has he?
Yeah, it's like a big truck crash and he's like, let me through, I'm a fucking aromatherapist. I don't fucking think so. It's a great bit. I remember when you did it, I was like...
So you should watch it and learn how to do it well.
Yeah, I should, actually. Well, I'm never going to get anywhere near that good.
Yeah, watch the bit. It's a great bit.
Oh, well, that's how we fix that bit. No, don't do it.
Yeah,
watch how to do it.
Drinking bit, that works, eh?
That works.
About doing, like, a little bit of drinking.
Yeah.
As, like, a vaccination for your alcoholism.
Oh, yeah.
Or just like, shoot up a bit of... I used to be a crack addict. I used to be a fucking heroin junkie. So now I just shoot up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, just talking about vaccinations.
Yeah, turn it on yourself.
Yeah. It doesn't work for other shit. Like,
well, it does. It's just someone's already done it.
Yeah.
Someone's already done the bit. Don't worry, mine was stolen too.
I didn't steal it, this one.
Sure.
I'm going to vaccinate myself from bombing at comedy. Now I just bomb a little bit. During each set.
Bomb a little bit every night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, all right. That was semi-successful. We filled about an hour of time, so that was good.
There you go. Only had dead air once. Look at us. It only took four people.
And what is it? One joke fixed.
Yeah. But that's the name of the game.
We fixed all of them.
Yeah. Don't do
it's just different
Don't
solutions. That's the way Hitler fixes things.
The final solution,
Just fucking remove them from society.
We should call this into the Joke Switch podcast.
The Final Solution podcast.
The Hitler solution.
This one's named The Final Solution.
I like it. I like it.
All right, let's fucking end it.
That's it.
Thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.